Eros, Cupid Captive Series, Book 1. Written by Eva Poehler. Narrated by Bree Johnson.
Chapter 1. Mothers. The drizzle over Oklahoma City hadn't dissuaded fans from packing the stadium below, where the Women's College World Series had just ended. Eros, better known as Cupid, hovered in the summer clouds beside Aphrodite above the celebrating team and its fans, wondering why his mother had brought him here. His golden curls clung to his face, damp from the drizzle, in the same way that his mother's hair clung to her neck and shoulders. He pulled his hands from the pockets of his trousers to straighten his bow tie, which was also damp and probably ruined. Beneath her breath, Aphrodite said, "Enjoy your victory while you can. You aren't long for this world, number 32. Cupid scanned the players below.
"Who's number 32?
Aphrodite put her hands on her hips, a gesture he'd come to associate with anger. Even in her long blue gown and heels, she could be intimidating.
"That makes one person who hasn't heard of her.
Come on, darling. Her name has been on the lips of every mortal in America for months." Cupid lifted his palms and shook his head.
"Aphrodite nearly spit when she said, 'Ellie Beaufort.' Cupid had heard of her. He'd received countless prayers from young men and women who'd apparently fallen in love with her. He now understood his mother's annoyance. The less she was worshipped, the weaker her powers became. It was true of all the gods. His best strategy was to downplay and distract.
"She's an exceptional athlete, Mother. Nothing more."
The goddess of love glared at the field below, where number 32 sat perched on the shoulders of her teammates, laughing with glee.
"She does have a certain je ne sais quoi about her. No."
Cupid knew better than to take his mother's bait.
"I don't know what they see in her,"
he lied.
"They call her a goddess," Aphrodite said. "The most beautiful creature alive."
Ellie Beaufort's black curls draped across her slender shoulders. The chocolate hue of her skin wasn't particularly striking. Her full lips and brown eyes were nothing extraordinary. And although her cheeks were pleasant, especially when she smiled, they weren't so pleasant as to explain the woman's overall beauty. Cupid could not fathom why the sum of such ordinary traits resulted in Ellie's exceptional appearance. But there it was, a thorn in his mother's side.
"Her popularity will soon pass,"
Cupid said. Aphrodite shook her head.
"I want you to kill her for me."
Back in the stables at Mount Olympus.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"